TSA News, I'm Dave Collins. The TSA intercepted a record number of firearms at security checkpoints this year. The agency said it recovered over 6,300 weapons, of which 88% were loaded. It's the first time the figure has surpassed 6,000, with predictions that it will rise to 6,600 interceptions by the end of next year. Kids get ready to mask up in Philly. Lance Fry has more.
The Philadelphia, Pennsylvania School District is bringing back the mandatory mask mandate to school children. The mandatory masking will be for 10 days after they return from winter break, January 3rd through the 13th. The school district claims it will lessen the transmission of multiple airborne viruses, including COVID-19.
A man fell from a top floor to his death at a supportive housing building in Times Square. It happened early this morning at the 15-story building called the Times Square at West 43rd Street near 8th Avenue. The New York Post reports it was not immediately clear whether the man jumped or fell. Is your child too young to view TikTok? Tim Berg has more.
Google and Apple are being asked to raise their age ratings for TikTok by Republican state leaders. 15 state attorneys general sent letters to the CEOs of both companies. Montana's attorney general saying the teen or 12-plus rating is too low because the app promotes drugs and alcohol use, glorifies eating disorders, and encourages illegal and dangerous challenges. I'm Tim Berg.
Thousands of volunteers are placing wreaths at the graves of fallen service members this year. Arlington National Cemetery hosted its annual Wreath Across America event. That happened today, with the public invited to place wreaths on more than 260,000 headstones on its historic grounds. More than 3,400 locations in all 50 states are participating as well. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
This past week, we learned that the U.S. is planning to send a Patriot missile defense system to Ukraine. Now we hear that the U.S. is expanding its training of Ukrainian soldiers, beginning with joint maneuver and combined arms operations next month. The U.S. Army will take roughly 500 Ukrainians per month, train them in Germany. This after Russia launched its latest missile attack on Ukraine, hitting critical infrastructure in major cities. Elon Musk gives clearance for the media to return to Twitter. Corey Myers has more.
Banned journalists are up and running again on Twitter after a brief suspension. Twitter owner Elon Musk, originally suspending accounts that he accused of tracking his private jet usage, essentially what he calls doxing his physical location and causing a, quote, physical safety violation, unquote.
No special treatment. You dox, you get suspended. End of story.
Musk bought the social media platform back in October for $44 billion.
Palm Springs International Film Festival is right around the corner. Honorees include Austin Butler with the Breakthrough Performance Award for his portrayal of Elvis, and Kate Blanchett will be presented the Desert Palm Achievement Award for her work in Tar. Steven Spielberg set to receive the Vanguard Award. Viola Davis will be honored with the Chairman's Award. Still plenty of time to buy lotto tickets. Powerball jackpot worth $149 million. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.